The Great State by H.G. Wells, narrated by Peter Silverleaf. Section 1. For many years now, I have taken a part in the discussion of socialism. During that time, socialism has become a more and more ambiguous term. It has seemed to me desirable to clear up my own ideas of social progress and the public side of my life by restating them, and this I have attempted in this essay. In order to do so, it has been convenient to coin two expressions and to employ them with a certain defined intention. They are firstly, the normal social life, and secondly, the great state. Throughout this essay, these expressions will be used in accordance with the definitions presently to be given, and the fact that they are so used will be emphasized by the employment of capitals. It will be possible for anyone to argue that what is here defined as the normal social life is not the normal social life, and that the great state is indeed no state at all. That will be an argument outside the range delimited by these definitions. Now, what is intended by the normal social life here is a type of